All right, welcome. All new episode, Run and Tell That Podcast. I'm Gerard.
I'm G-Man.
Dale.
Ro.
All right. How's y'all week?
It's been a good week, fellas. Good week. Good week. And I tell you, what makes it so good is Friday. Tonight is homecoming for Lancaster High folks. I'm not a Lancaster grad, so I'm good. I'm good. I ain't at the tailgate. I'm quite sure they ain't enjoying themselves, but I'm good.
Yeah, I wasn't going to go no way. I ain't been yet. So I was like, what's the point of, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather be podcasting. Mm-hmm. So.
You supposed to be out there showing support. What you doing, baby?
Why you ain't out there?
Hello.
Exactly. All right. Well, tonight's episode, when the work doesn't equate to the pay, ask for a raise or leave. So what do y'all think of the topic?
That's a good topic. And I'm going to tell you, you know, people out here struggling now. And, you know, like I said, they in it to win it. You know, they want to earn, you know, they want to do a job that they're earning the best possible pay they can. Because at the end of the day, people are making millions. We just want our fair share.
That's right.
I didn't know the doctor was making so much money.
Man, my cousin, look, let me tell you this, man. If he comes to a celebration, that joke will make $45 an hour.
We're at.
At the dock.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
He's been there for 20-something years
now. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I didn't know the New Jersey dock workers are clocking in at $100,000.
Yeah.
$100,000.
Yeah.
They're gripe right now as far as them going on strike is they want to go up to $177,000 in 5 years.
No, but we can't allow that. We can't allow that.
But what happens if they stop working? They go out on strike.
But that's the thing. We won't get no water. We won't get a lot of stuff. And a lot of these ladies won't get their maxi pad up.
Yeah, they got to get flush now. That monkey ring.
They want that. So they're going to have to go old school with a little vinegar and a little bit of water.
Now, real quick story. My father, I love him. He's gone on now. He's always trying to teach me to cook.
Yeah.
And he would come down to the vinegar.
Yeah.
He said, I need you to go to the store and get me some vinegar.
Yeah.
So I go to the store and get him a bottle of vinegar. I bring it back. It's white. He said, no, son. White is for women. Brown is for cooking.
Mm.
So I had to go back and get the brown vinegar because that's what he's cooking with.
That's right.
Brown vinegar.
You know what? And brown vinegar is pretty good because a lot of, I used to do a little, it used to be like a dressing with hot bacon.
Okay.
Hot bacon, vinegar, sugar.
Mm.
That's your, you put it on some dang on salad mix, salad, what kind of salad? Honey mustard, ranch, whatever. That's good heat.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
But now, going back to the dock workers and all that stuff like that, it's kind of crazy that, like, I was talking to my cousin and all that. He was like, they're trying to get them all, they're recertifying them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So right now, they're taking classes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're doing different kind of stuff
mm-hmm.
to make sure that they are the people that they need. So these jobs are trying to get smart now. These jobs, look. Like, if you're a meat cutter, it might be somebody that has, at your job.
Is there a certification for meat cutting?
Is there a what?
Is there a certification for a butcher, a meat cutter?
Yeah, it's different, though, from like, people up north, because,
okay,
this is where it gets tricky. If you're in the south, you're a meat cutter. But if you're up north, then you're a butcher. Because they
really?
Went to school. They went to school to do that. Where here, we learn within within a company.
So you're down down here, you're taught on the job.
Yes.
And up north, there's more of a formal learning for butchering.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why they have the, that's why they make more. Because they go to school and then they have like a union type thing. So it's like, that's the difference between the two.
Mm-hmm. So Gerard, so I can honestly call you,
you're a certified
meat cutter, or are you just a certified cutter?
I'm a certified meat cutter.
He said he both.
Okay. He's a cutter.
I'm not. We're not finna start that.
That's why I check out the avatar. I'm ripping for Gerard.
So is there a certification for packing meat?
I'm not even gonna dignify that with an answer, sir.
So Gerard, you're gonna graduate from all kind of schools. So you're a meat packer, a meat cutter, and a butcher, and a cutter.
And what's the pay difference?
I'm not entertaining that.
In a butcher.
He can get anywhere from $0 to $50 for a butcher. He can get anywhere from $0 to $100 for a cutter.
Okay.
He can get $200 an hour for
packing.
There y'all go.
This is why I set my avatar the way it is.
That's why I got my avatar the way it is.
So, like I said, back to subject, fellas. Again, what should people do?
Yeah.
You know, like I said, and suppose they love, you know, the old saying was, if you do a job that you love doing, mm-hmm. and you would absolutely do it for free, is that really worth it?
Yeah.
At my age now, every dollar counts. You know, again, as I look down the road, and like I said, I'm kind of in the red zone towards retirement now. And again, I'm trying to make as much as I can walking out so I can have a little bit more on the table once I leave.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So I want to do the best job I can for as much as I can get before I walk out the door.
You know, and it's one of them things, like, the older you become, the wiser you get, and you start thinking, like, man, did I set myself up for my future?
Mm-hmm.
Did I set myself up for life?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because, man, we can't look, how the way we working, all of us, we can't continue on doing this.
Can't keep
the pace up. Yeah, when we get, like, 50-something, 60 years old and all that stuff like that. But at the end of the day, man, we have to actually make sure we got a plan in place,
mm-hmm.
enough money taken out, and when retirement call, we got to retire. We can't add any. If you got an opportunity to get a new truck at the 40-something, 50 years old, get that new truck.
Do it.
Don't wait till you get 60 years old and get the new truck.
And I'm there. I'm 62 now, and I'm looking at, like I said, things I should have done 10 years ago.
That's right.
And a part of that would have been looking at a new vehicle.
That's
you
right.
know, so like I said, making as much as I can to take care of these things. Because like I said, ultimate goal is going to retirement debt-free. You know, your house should be about, if not paid off, nearly paid off.
Yeah.
If you got a car note, it should be just about paid for. So like I said, so again, you're looking at making as much as you can now. So, again, you can live a little bit more comfortably, you know, once you look at retirement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. I'm like, I agree with that as well. Like, some of these, I don't know.
Say again, Ro.
I said, yeah. I said, well, some of these jobs is like, I don't know.
You see some things going on. Oh, yeah. I hear it, too. You know what? I don't know, man. Like, so think about it for a second. Would you really want a pay raise if they were giving you all kind of heck throughout the year? Once you get the pay raise, guess what? They're going to expect you to do more.
They ultimately become a pimp.
Yeah, they start pimping you.
Yeah, you know, they start feeding you a little bit more.
Add stuff to your job.
Add a little bit more to your job description, you know, and it's not equal to the pay, you know.
And then you got Sally Sue, Henry out there. They just sitting up there chilling, and they know what you making because they making the same thing, and they're like, yeah, just go ahead and work.
Work,
you know?
Yeah, work him. Work until his tongue come out.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like, for me, I think pay increase, they add more stuff. So I don't want a pay increase. I don't want a pay increase.
Yeah.
I don't want it because they add more stuff.
And you guys got to think, you know, in terms of where you are in life. You know, like I said, thank God we all got jobs. And, again, we can encourage younger folks to work. But I'm going to tell you, man, employers now know that, again, you got a lot of youngsters out here that's coming out. They don't want work. They don't want to work.
They set up wrong.
And their mindset is, if I can get something for nothing, I'm going to take it.
Well, you got to remember, too, now, it's how the way us as men and, you know, our wife and all this stuff like that, how we got our kids set up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because if we got our kids set up not to do nothing, guess what? They ain't going to
do nothing.
They ain't going to do nothing. We got them actually, like, starting to work at 16, 17 years old so they can actually develop a work habit and all this stuff like that. And, you know.
Ro, Gerard, quick question. Ro. You first.
Yeah.
When did you first start paycheck wise and earn a little check? About how old?
Ooh. Good money?
Decent money. They ain't got to be great money, but something you can call your own.
Shoot. Probably 28, 29, maybe.
Okay. How about you?
Oh, what was the question? I'm sorry. I had to mute out for a minute.
No problem. About how old were you when you was, you know, started working and kind of making enough money to call your own?
15.
I'm with Gerard. I've been working gangly employed, not major money at 15, but at 15 I was buying my own school clothes. You know, mom and dad was still helping out some. But, you know, my first job, flipping burgers at Burger King. You know, and I did that all summer. You know, went back to school. Did that till I got to college. As soon as I got to college, I, you know, took a little break. That really wasn't no break. But then I got off that summer, started working again. So my thing is, at 62, I've been putting it in since I was 15. You know, and like I said, I didn't have these conversations like we have it now. You know, what should I be doing with some of this money, you know? And like I said now, again, to save, to put up something, you know, they're not trying to hear that, you know? So telling
people
to go to work, get a decent work ethic, that's all I've known. My mom and dad, mom, 7th grade education. Dad, 3rd grade education. All they knew was to work. So I picked that up. You got to work. If you want anything, you got to work. You know, you got to go out there and get it. But like I said, we, you know, again, if you find a job that's not paying you your value, I tell young people now the best time to look for a job is when you got a job. until you can do better for yourself. Know your self-value, do your homework, and again, if they're not paying you what you want, you stick it out until you can do better. You know, G-Man got two boys, and they're young men going to get it. And again, like I said, I believe they're doing that because they've seen Dad go get it.
Yep.
You know, they see Mom getting up every morning, 5 o'clock, going to get it. They see Dad getting up at 5 a.m., getting himself together, and going to get it.
Yeah.
You know, like I said again, and I think that stuff trickled down. And that's what that was my situation. But I must confess, I'm ready to pack it up.
You're ready to enjoy life.
Mm-hmm. And I don't want to do it when I'm 67, 75, you know. I don't want to wait that long.
That's right.
I got things that I want to enjoy, you know, while I'm still got some good health, you know, while I'm still able to do what I can do.
You guys still there?
Yeah.
We don't mean to hog the conversation. You guys jump on in here, man. Help us out.
Oh, nah, y'all good. I'm trying to figure out. I think it's on my end. I'm throwing everything off.
We may not have a lot of listeners tonight, but like I said, this is a great conversation, a great topic, fellas.
I think everybody went to other rooms.
To Callie?
Yeah, she's doing one now. So that could be what it is.
I'm going to tell you, man, being around you guys have opened my eyes to a lot of things. You know, this podcast stuff is really, really, really new to me, but I'm enjoying it.
Yeah.
You know, the fellowship with you guys. And I hate that we're not all together, but at the end of the day, man, I think our topics are interesting.
Yeah.
I think they make sense. I think they, you know, they contribute to something, and
right.
I love it. I really do.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm a little jealous because I've always wanted to learn how to be a butcher.
Yeah.
Gerard, again, I envy you. I guess because I love to cook.
Yeah.
And just to be able to get in, I guess you would be at the ground level. You know, kind of carving the meat and getting in, you know, trying to figure out how that goes. You know,
remember, he's not a butcher.
No, he's a cutter.
He's a meat cutter. No, he's a cutter.
You're a cutter.
No, I'm a meat cutter. No, I'm a meat cutter.
He don't.
Not a cutter.
So when you cut, you don't freeze it, do you?
Oh my gosh! There y'all go.
I love you, man. I'm just trying to get some clarity, you know. Okay, you know, suppose I want to do that. Is there any part-time meat cutters?
Yeah.
I am actually looking for not a career, but I'm interested in maybe, like I said, being a meat cutter after I retire.
Going in two or three days a week. He's a part-time meat cutter.
I would love it. I mean, is there any training for somebody like me?
Ask Rose. Rose, a meat cutter.
Yeah, the only thing is you have to, like, it all depends on the company, but sometimes you got to, like, start out at the bottom.
What does the bottom look like?
So it's like a meat clerk.
Now tell me, what's a meat clerk?
So that's wrapping the meat, cleaning up, right?
Cleaning up, yeah.
I'm not opposed to that. That's not beneath me. Wrapping it, labeling it, cleaning up after you guys, I'm not opposed to that.
And then you gotta actually fill the bin. Yeah, fill the bin.
I got a problem with that.
Then you gotta do the takedown.
What's the takedown?
The takedown when you take the meat out, you know, the make sure you don't have no blood dripping.
Oh, okay, I can do
and
that.
And that's what you call it, right, Gerard? The takedown.
I don't call it that. What are you talking about? What are you talking about?
No, I'm talking about like when you like at the end of the night. So y'all leave all the meat like that's on them racks. Y'all just leave it up there.
Talking about what? That's already cut.
Yeah, the meat that's already cut, already wrapped. That's for the customers that y'all pit out. Y'all don't. Like,
yeah, we just leave it out.
Or you leave it out in the cooler.
There you go, the cooler.
No, we don't put it in the cooler. Everything that we cut that's on the wall for the customers to buy, we leave it out. Unless you're talking about in the service counter, then we, yo, what's in the service counter, we put in the cooler.
Okay. So how often do you take the meats off? All right, they're in the cooler. They've been in there 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 days. When do you guys take it out and say you can't sell it no more?
Well, everything has a certain expiration date. So when you cut red meat, you only have 4 days.
So at the end of four days, normally, you got to take it out of the cooler.
Well, it's not in the cooler. If you're talking about the meat that's already cut or the meat that we have to cut.
No, all right, you've cut it. And you've wrapped it, you've priced it, you got it in the cooler now, not the cooler, on display.
On display, yeah.
Yeah. How long do you guys leave it on display before you saying you got to take this off now?
Four days.
All right, yeah. What happens to day five?
There's no, really, you have 4 days. Like, anything, like, everything I cut today, we got to sell it by the 14th, because your 4 days start today, not tomorrow. Today.
Okay. So on the 14th, it's still on the cooler on display. You guys gotta pull it.
We gotta mark it down, and if it doesn't sell by that night, then we scan it out the next day.
So what do you do with that meat?
We throw it out. Can't buy it. Nobody can buy it. You can't purchase it once it goes out of date.
Wow.
We do that. For lawsuits. You can't sell, like, yeah. Let's say I go, okay, when I go to work tomorrow morning and I do markdown, I'm marking down everything that's the 12th. So
on the 13th.
The first markdown is 30%. The second markdown is another, but total 60% by the end of the day.
Okay. So even as an employee, can you get it?
I can't put it in the cooler. It's got to be on the floor. So if I get off work, like tomorrow when I get off work, if there was something that I marked down and it's still there, I can get it. But I can't stash it.
Okay.
Gotcha. That makes sense.
So, yeah.
And we're just, we're talking, you know, about the meat. Like I said, because I just got an interest. But in the same token, all right, and I don't know how much you make, don't want to know, but like I said, do you stay because you enjoy the job and their money ain't exactly what you want, but you enjoy what you're doing? Do you go someplace else?
Only other place that'll pay me more than what I'm making now is like if I go to the work at the commissary on post. Mm. They would pay me more. Them and Costco. Well, I can make the same amount and not be a manager and just be a regular meat cutter at Costco.
Okay. So question,
the only thing about working at a place like Costco, Sam's Club, they mass cut. So it's like you're cutting all day. Like you're cutting for like, because it's Sam, you know what I'm saying? It's like Sam's Club or whatever. So the only good thing about that is the pay and the shift. Because they work five, I think they used to work 5 to 2 every day. But then you're in a closed in, the cutting room is closed in. So it's going to be like 30 degrees in there. So you have, even in the summertime, you have to wear a coat in the market. On top of, well, underneath the white coat that you wear. If I was younger, that's something I would do. I don't do that mass cutting anymore.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Okay. So you're saying you just single slice?
Don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. No, mass cutting. Mass cutting is when you're cutting like pounds and pounds. You know when you go in Sam's Club and you buy the bulk? Yeah, you're cutting like bulk meat all day.
So the thick pieces.
I can't do that. I can't do that anymore. I'm older now. So I can't be doing that.
So I mean, are they keeping up? I mean, do you have to keep a certain pace? You know, you expect to cut like 1,000 pounds a day, or
I'm not for sure. I'm not for sure when it comes to that. I know with us, we only in the market that I'm in right now. We're a small volume, so it's like we have to have a cutting list, and we have to cut. We basically cut what our customers buy. So our customers at the store I'm at, they buy steaks. No matter if ribeyes are on sale or not on sale, they're going to buy ribeyes there.
Yeah.
They'll buy New York strip if it's not on sale. They'll buy T-bones and porterhouse. Any steak, they'll buy. Sometimes they'll buy the cheaper meats, but it's very rare. So for us, we just cut what we need.
So my question to you, Have they ever came to you and asked you if you want to display your meat?
Not today. I promise you, we're not doing this today. Today, we're not doing this. I'm not.
Customer,
I'm entertaining this conversation, but I'm not doing that part of the conversation.
Customer walks in, they want a special cut of your meat. What do you tell them?
Do you show them the package, or you just show them the meat?
If a customer comes in and wants something specially cut, I will cut it for them.
So you give them the personal treatment. Because the customer's always right.
Not necessarily. But I give them world-class customer service. That's what I do.
There you go. That's what I was waiting on. World-class.
I know. I know. That's why I was like, I'll go ahead this time and I'll go along with y'all on this one.
There's only one meat cutter there.
That's it, man.
And you're a world-class meat cutter.
That's it.
No. Technically, I'm a manager first, meat cutter second. But I do have a meat cutter that's there.
Yeah. Okay, question now. You being a manager, you've been from the bottom, you've worked your way up to a manager. one of your people come and tell you, say, look here, I'm doing this, and this. I should be making more money. What do you tell them? And you know, and you can and get everything he's told you is correct.
Yeah.
He is doing he is going a little bit above.
Yeah.
He's coming in early. He's staying late.
He's cleaning up.
He's cleaning up.
He's making sure the trash gets dumped.
He's getting trash getting dumped.
Everything.
He's meeting with some customers. You know, when he goes out and loads the shelves.
Let me break it down. He's giving that genuine customer service.
Yeah, so now, again, he's not making, and you know what he's making because you're a manager. What do you tell this person?
He come to you and say, he want a raise now.
He want a raise. That's our topic.
He come to you and say he want a raise.
Do you tell him?
Okay, first off.
Or you can hang in there.
First off, I don't control raises. Secondly, with us, we get an annual raise every year. Now, you can ask for a merit raise. Sometimes you can get one, sometimes you don't. But out of all the stuff you said, this person, they just doing what the job function calls for. If you look up the job function for a meat cutter, that is, everything that y'all said, that is the job function. So you're not going above and beyond. You're doing your job. Going above and beyond is not so much the big things, it's the smaller things that get done.
But he's all right again now. You know the job description. He's working above the job description. And I know you manage and you don't control that. But maybe would you go to personnel like, look here, man. He's laying it out every. He's putting his meat out every day.
Would you go to the general manager and just
for him?
Pause.
For him and
pause. That didn't sound right. He's just putting his meat out, huh? All right.
You know what I'm saying? He putting it out.
Okay.
You know he putting it out there. He's making it do what he do.
Well, let's just go ahead.
And now, the best I can do is evaluations. So like next month I got to do evaluations. So everybody in my department is going to probably exceed expectations. So that will merit them. But see, that's the thing with the company I work for. They don't look, nobody's perfect. So their annual raise, they might get 50 cents. And that exceeds expectations. It's 50 cents.
I'd rather get
Ja Rule. That's it. I mean, I'm gonna be honest with you. The most I've seen somebody get was 60 cents.
Dang.
And that was me.
Yeah, the meat business. Now,
well, see, that's the thing, and that's one of the biggest things. That's why, being a meat cutter is like it's. It's not that many of us left that's been doing it for like 10 plus years. So a lot of places want to go to pre-pack, like Walmart and Food Lion. So
that means it's already packed by the time they get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
What they rather do is they rather pay someone $16 an hour, $15 an hour really, to just price it and put it out. So they really, in a nutshell, they want to get rid of older meat cutters like me. So
yeah, I don't like that because like the other day I went inside Food Lion, and he just packing up frozen meat.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? At least that when I go to Harris Teeter or if I go to Publix, I can actually say, hey, let me get 20 pounds of this, or 10 pounds, or 5 pounds
cut,
of this.
Cut 1 inch, 2 inch.
Yeah.
Thick.
You know what I'm saying? And then you got that guy.
Well, that's the thing. It's not frozen. It's not frozen. What they do is it's freeze blasted.
Oh.
It's freeze blasted. It's like whenever, you know, when fresh turkeys come in, not the frozen ones, but the fresh ones, they're like kind of frozen, but they're freeze blasted. They do that so they can be able to transport it and you get a longer sell-by date. Mm. So because a lot of times we get stuff that's semi-frozen, but that's because they freeze blast it. Depending on what the product is.
Can you cut semi-frozen meat?
Yeah, you can. You can.
Because there's a frozen weight, and then there's a thawed weight.
That's right.
True?
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because that frozen is going to be a little heavier.
That's right.
But see, that's the thing. No, well, when it's freeze blasted, it's going to thaw out. So by the time we cut it, it's thawed out anyway. Depending on what it is.
So I walk in off the street, say I want to be a meat man. What do I have to do to get a job?
Okay, so first and foremost, let me tell you this, man. You say you want to be a meat man.
You want to be a meat man.
So I'm going to tell you right now, your qualification, I'm going to look you up and down. Then I'm going to have you stand with Gerard standing at the table. You know what I'm saying? If you're the same height as Gerard and all this stuff like that, then you can actually cut meat. Right, Gerard?
What? No, what they got to do with anything? What height got to do with it?
Well, what I'm saying is that you got to put the meat on the table like you normally do. You put your meat on the table first.
This whole episode turned into one big damn pause. Just one big pause. That's what it is. Putting meat on the table.
We're on topic now.
We got a message, though.
You got a message, bro?
Yeah, we got a message. I guess half a message.
Hey, I just got on, but my brother was threatened to leave a company, and now he is the director of his company. I think, you know, if you know your worth and you know you do a good job and you have better work ethic than others, there's no reason to be like, hey, you know, I want higher pay. And I am a massage therapist, and I've been taken advantage of, and then I've met people who are very grateful of my service, of my job, of my duty, and I care a lot about people. It can be extremely exhausting, but yes, ask for the raise, and if they don't give it to you, walk, because if you're not going to be in a company or a corporation that's going to help you build up to the career you want, then that means you need to start your own business. You need to start your own business. And I have my own little mini small business besides getting contracts. Like, yo.
Look, guys, is that Kay? I don't have my glasses on. Is that Kay at the bottom? Miss Kay?
Yeah.
Kay, we need to hear from you, sister.
Yes. And thank you so much for calling in.
What's up, Nate?
You know what? I'll tell you guys this. The hardest part about it is that you will have people that don't think that you qualify for anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, when it comes down to a job, you're not qualified. Well, how do you think I'm supposed to learn? The other person has to learn their job in order for them to get qualified to be the president,
mm-hmm.
the vice president,
mm-hmm.
or the human research
mm-hmm.
person. You know what I'm saying? I hate when people say that. I hate, you know, what touched my heart the most is that you can have more education, then you got somebody that don't have education, and they promote more.
But they have a desire. You know,
yeah.
Like I said, I'll walk it off the street, you know, and I don't know anything about cutting meat. But I want to learn. I'm eager to learn. You know, I've been working, like I said, since I was 15.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Work don't bother me. Getting up early don't bother me. None of that stuff bother me. I just need a chance.
Yeah.
You know, I'm coming off the street. I don't know. I do not know, but I
want to
learn.
But what if they don't want you to get there? What if they don't want your chance? They don't want you. You know what I'm saying? Do you try again? Do you try someplace else until you get on? You know what I'm saying?
Like the young lady said, again, somebody, you know, sometimes you have to do it yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do it yourself. But like I said, again, I think anybody that's worth, you know, hiring, you know, I think you need to evaluate the fact that, you know, if you want to work, hire them, but pay them for it.
That's right.
You know, you got Walmart, multi-billion-dollar company.
Damn.
They don't pay their employees a lot. You know, my wife has been there almost 30 years. You know, they pay her, but like I said, there's a handful of 30-year employees there. And like I said, they look in the face people out. Part-time is it now. You ain't got to pay them no benefits.
Let me tell you this, man. Walmart will get over on everybody. Like you said, that's a billion-dollar company. More than billion. Billions.
That's
billions.
It. That's it.
You know what I'm saying? I had a headhunter from Walmart when I was actually doing my transition from the restaurant industry. They were willing to pay over a hundred and something thousand dollars. You know what I'm saying? So Walmart, dude, they can pay. They drivers make money.
Yep.
So why they can't pay the dang on people?
Mm-hmm.
I hate going to Walmart on the dang on first of the month. First of the month, I call it first of the month. First, second, third, fourth, fifth,
them
sixth.
Them checks are still busy.
Yeah. I hate going to that.
Yep.
You got some people that got 10 buggies. I might be exaggerating. Two buggies.
Two buggies, easy. Both of them full.
Full. I mean, like.
And it hit the meat department heavy, too.
Let me tell you this. I asked one lady the other day. I asked one lady back in August. I said, hey, can I push one of them buggies, and can I take this meat at the bottom? She said, you can push the buggy,
but
you can't
take
the meat.
Don't touch my meat now.
I mean, but she had two buggies. She had one in the front and one in the back. You know what I'm saying? And she was by herself. And I was trying to think. I said, man, that's a lot of food in that one buggy. You know what I'm saying? I wonder how much food stamps she gets. You know, to each his own. To each his own, you know. But what I'm saying is that, like, at the end of the day, like, companies do pay people good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, think about it. Somebody who you work with, Dell, make more than what you make.
God,
started off when you make.
Yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
Look, Gerard, somebody who you know might make more than you make because as a manager, as a meat cutter.
Mm-hmm.
Bro.
No, they don't.
I'm not saying that that specific Harris-Teeter that you're working at, you know what I'm saying? But the years that you got in, you know what I'm saying? If you think about Harris-Teeter in general.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying because
they got different, ours is broke down in districts and regions, so. Am I making the most that I've ever made with Harris-Teeter? Yes. Because I worked in different regions of Harris-Teeter.
The one that pays the least
is the one in Charleston. They pay the least amount.
Well, what I'm trying to get at is that you always have somebody that...
Oh, yeah. Somebody can make more than me.
Somebody can look out for somebody to make more.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Is that a fair practice? No, it's not a fair practice because if I'm the best cutter, if I'm the best worker, I deserve to be the highest paid person in the company.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Worker wise, if I'm the best manager, let me tell you something. If I'm doing all my paperwork getting on time, all the things that you asked me to do, and I'm giving it to you, I should be the highest paid.
True.
If I'm a bank type teller, you know what I'm saying? And I'm counting and I'm having my line like go like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Susie,
my register's never short.
Never short. And you got Susie over there who done been there for 20 years.
Found her nails while she waiting on people.
And then she's just sitting there like boo 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 boo. And I done had like 10 people go to her too.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So at the end of the day, I think our price of, like, what we look at, we are worth something.
Yeah.
We are worth something.
And we should be paid according to our work ethic.
That's right. Our values are, you know.
That's it.
We are worth something. So, bro, if you go to work on Monday and say, I am worth something, pay me 50 cents. But some of these companies, like, right now, some of these companies right now, what they do is that they wait for the annual. They wait till you mess up, or they wait till something happened to say, hey, I can't get you a raise because back in January,
you something. Well, like I said, my wife's been working at Walmart for about 30 years. And, again, she's working more efficiently now, not because she's been there 30 years, because she knows her value. And like I said, honestly, they're trying to get those 30-year people out because they're making good money. But at the end of the day, you know, it's like they're only going to allow her to make so much.
Yeah.
You know, but like I said, you 30 years in. Who's going to start looking for a job 30 years
no,
in?
No.
I'm here now, you know. So some people just like, I'm taking what you give me whether I want to or not.
That's right.
You know, that's it. So like I said, back to our topic is, do you stay or do you go?
At the end of the day, guess what? You're going to have to stay.
Yeah.
You're going to have to stay.
Yeah.
You're going to have to stay.
Well, go ahead and stay.
I don't know. Nobody, I think I'm in that stage now. I'm like, fuck this, I go. And sometimes it's not even about asking for a raise. It's just about just the work in general.
That's
and
right.
It's like, you know what you bring, and it's like, even the amount of money that you want to pay me or that I know I'm worth, being here is just not worth it.
Yeah.
You know.
I look at it, fellas. Again, being where I am now at my particular age, I'm not trying to look for another job. I get paid okay. I think I'm worth more.
You get paid good.
I look at.
Think about it. You get paid good.
Yeah.
You know what? I mean, if you for what you do.
For
at
what
that
I
age,
do. Yeah. I get paid good. But like I said, do I want more? Sure.
There you go.
Do I want more? Yeah, sure I do.
That's right. That's right.
You know, I really do. And I feel I'm worth more. I, you know, of course, again, I do my homework. Here's a area, a group in Lancaster, First Steps. What I make now doing what I do at First Steps, they make $20,000 more.
Wow.
$20,000 more than what I make.
Yeah. But think about it now. What's your benefit compared to First? Is it, do First Step have what you have as when you call?
First Steps has state benefits just like I got.
Oh, really?
Just like I got. But they're under a different mandate. They're under different mandate, different setting. They can pay people $20,000 more doing the same job.
You know what's so sad? I'm telling you right now, we as individuals, we need to actually know where we stand at beneficial-wise when it comes down to things like that.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
If you're working at a job and all this stuff like that that got state benefits, find out more about your state benefits.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And I'm doing my homework now. You know, like I said, I'm getting I know what I'm worth. I know what I can do. And in my mind, I probably got maybe 5 more good years in my mind. But like I said again,
but you smart. I mean, you like really really intelligent when it comes down to like dissecting these little dang-gone bad little kids that run around.
No bad kids. Never no bad kids.
No bad
kids. But at the end of the day.
Your kids. All these kids are good.
And I work more with their parents. And it's hard getting parents to see that, again, you can put forth a little effort. And that's pretty much what I do. I help parents find jobs. Every month I send out job information in Lancaster County.
But you got a good job, though. So, I mean, think about it now.
Yeah.
So now, after you done explained that.
Yep.
The pay is not what you want to.
No.
But. The job is better
for
than
what I do.
Exactly.
For what I do.
Exactly. So I mean,
for
like,
I do.
So at the end of the day, we do have some people that deserve to make more money because what they put in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you deserve to actually make more money because what you put in.
For what I put into it.
That's right.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, if they actually do the process and they actually think about what you do a lot. So they should actually be like, hey. This guy right here do a lot, you know what I mean?
But Rose said it, I mean, but Gerard said it best, you know, like I said, it's like a merit. You know, like at the end of the day, thank God all my reviews exceed.
Yeah.
Every area, boxes checked off, exceed.
Yeah. Now, you know, you got to be careful with the exceed.
Where my money go?
But you got to be, because once you exceed, like you said, they start asking for, yeah, give me my money.
Yep.
But that.
We got a message from Miss Keith.
Say again?
Got a message.
Cool.
Miss Keith.
Hey, I was sitting here listening and I was, what just popped in my head, hey everybody, first of all, because I'm ahead of my thoughts right now. What just popped in my head about Walmart is, don't they have programs where when you work for them, they, this is what I heard somebody tell me, you can get a full ride to go to school. They should pay for your schooling. Like, so what I would do is if I was in those shoes of working at Walmart or any company that's going to pay for my schooling, I will be trying to make a lateral move just in case they bust their head on my worth. So, yeah, maybe that's something to look into. Most companies right now will pay for your education, and you can use that to move forward.
And that's excellent. I love that you said that. But again, I know I'm required, like I said, I have to start a class in January. It's a 9-week course, but again, once I finish it, I'll have a certification. But again, like I said, even once I get that certification, like, well, now I'm certified, are you going to pay me some more money? And they need me to be certified.
That's right.
You know, and if I once I get the certification, it's like I said, nobody's mentioned, well, you're going to get some more money behind the certification. So, like I said, I'm sitting pretty for them, and it looks good to them. We got so-and-so certified, you know. So, like I said, but we ain't paying them no more money. But they are certified, and it looks good on paper, and it looks good when they submit stuff to the state office. They got so-and-so many people certified doing this and this.
Yeah.
Great for the program.
Yeah.
Not so much great for your paycheck.
Yeah.
You know.
You know what? And, you know, and before we play that next message, I'm going to say this. We are worth something.
We are. We have value.
The cost of living is so, like, going up. Gas went up.
Yes.
And matter of fact, inflation went up.
Yep.
Everything went up. Milk went up. Eggs went up. So you would think that the people that we're working with, they will pay a little bit more because they need us to actually work for them. You know what I'm saying? I value what you're saying and all this stuff like that, but at the end of the day, you're not going to get that pay increase.
Or they'll give you 3%.
You're not going to, but what I'm saying is, like, once you go to that class,
mm-hmm.
brother, you're not going to get that pay increase.
No.
You know what I mean?
It's going to make them look great.
That's right.
They got certification.
You completed what they needed you to complete it.
Yeah, exactly. And they're paying for it. And then they'll pay for it. Now you're locked in for another 2 years. Not doing it. Or you got to pay them back.
But we got that message.
Yeah, we got two of them now.
Well. My three buddies. G-Man, how you doing, Ro? Gerard, how's it going? I know I've missed part of your show, but I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
What's up, Callie? You can't forget about this, man.
Look, we love you, right. Callie.
I used to work, I used to be a staffing coordinator for Volkswagen, a couple of companies. And anyways, Volkswagen was my major one. And certifications mattered when, I guess, he's working in the warehouse and stuff like that. But the only place I've ever seen certifications really matter is if you are working for a staffing company. Isn't that crazy? They will actually pay you for what, you know, your skills. You get more pay. So, I don't know. I'm just throwing some stuff out there I've experienced and I've saw.
I love all your knucklehead sales butts. I love you back.
Yes, sir. Look, okay, so when we think about the certification part of it, when I was in the restaurant industry, we had to get certified.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, now, the saddest part about it, you didn't get certified. I mean, once you get certified because when they put you on a schedule, they can pitch you at sandwiches, or they can pitch you at salads, or they can pitch you at drive-thru.
Because
or
your certification?
Because you certified in that specific area.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? It's just like Callie being certified in sex.
Oh, wow.
Outstanding.
There he is.
Certification.
She's certified. She's a sex therapist. Callie is a sex therapist.
But does she really get paid for that? Does she get paid for her certification?
No, but she...
But maybe she just enjoys the pleasure of being able to help people.
Well, she got to be able. I mean, remember... Remember she said it 3 weeks ago. She's a certified queen. Yes, sir.
I mean, y'all right, though. Even, I remember when I was slinging those energy drinks, we had to get certified consistently. And same thing, it really didn't increase the pay. It didn't increase your...
But real question.
Yeah.
In regards to that, you were delivered. You got a good on time record. You satisfactory. You getting the stuff where you need to get to in a timely fashion. You knew what had to be put where and all that. So what certifications were they asking for you to have?
It was more for sales, seeing how you was the sales manager, so to speak. So everything was all about sales. Everything you need to do to get in. Gain more space, sell more product in, essentially. It's like, it wasn't really anything special, you know. Trying to say the best way to put it. It wasn't like what y'all have to do to get certified. You just sitting there watching videos, you take the little test, mm-hmm. and then that's about it, you know. It's more so like if you already was in an area that you had easy accounts to get along with, then it really didn't matter. You could sell anything. If you had like a hard area, then yeah, you know, you pick up a little bit of stuff, but for the most part, it really ain't gonna help you anyway because people already know what they want. You know, it's hard to get somebody to take something that they don't want, but it all starts with trust. So once you got the trust factor in there, people mainly buy stuff just off of the relationship that you built with them. They really don't want it, don't need it, but they'll buy it anyway. But it equates to higher sales, but it doesn't do anything for you, as in, like, you get a boost. So.
Oh. So if you could turn around and sell ice to an Eskimo, you on point.
Yeah. I would say yeah, but it depends. But sometimes you just selling shit to a pamper, and it really ain't gonna matter. It was going in anyway.
I love that. That's all right, man. That's better than ice to Eskimo. That's all right. Shit to a pamper. All right now. It's gonna do what it's gonna do.
We got two messages, and then we're gonna have to like, we got to close out so we can start the next episode at 7:35. Tonight we're doing two episodes because we won't be on next week. And I guess we'll explain that in the next episode that we do when we close this one out.
I am so sorry. I have a real question about when this world goes into this certain level of you might not have internet, you might not have electricity, money is more digital than actual paper, and if they actually make it a cashless society, you got your 401k, you got your savings, you got all this stuff. But then when the electricity shuts out, there's nothing. And I'm sorry to say this, but man, what do you do then? I feel like our measure of wealth is not really wealth. Like, our measure of wealth is being able to pay for our own water, grow our own vegetables and fruits, have our own livestock. Like, no.
So, right quick, before you play that next message, when we were born with nothing,
And that's true. You come here in this world, you came in with nothing, you're going to leave with nothing.
That's right.
She made an excellent point.
It's
a scary thought.
It's a scary
thought.
That,
again,
thought.
The things that we've been used to all our lives may be turned around and changed.
So imagine, like, think about it now. So now you have to pay cash because you're afraid to use your credit card.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So digital, I mean, it's a crazy world out there, man.
And, you know, what she was saying, again, as she said that, it kind of hit home. You know, we got a lot of older people that have grown their own.
That's right.
You know, they have little fields where they've grown their greens and their corns, and they have a little pen for their hogs and a few cows.
My dad got acres and acres down there. And he said that he grow his own thing at dang on 80 years old. He's
mm-hmm.
still growing his own thing. Got acres and acres. But the saddest part about it for him is that, like, he still got to actually pay money.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have to pay money. He was telling me, he don't have to pay money because how the way it worked out is it worked out to his benefit, because once you actually like doing like some kind of work on it,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to pay taxes on it.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's agriculture.
Agricultural.
Yeah.
But like I said, and again, Gerard, back to you real quick. In a situation like that, these folks had to butcher.
Mm-hmm.
their own cow.
Yeah, yeah.
They had to butcher
their
own hog.
I can't.
And you have the stomach for that.
If I got to bring a chicken neck, I can't eat it.
You know you can't eat it.
If I got to dang on do it, I can't eat it, man. So I got to dang on sit there and dang on chop down some chopped steak inside a dang on. I can't do that.
I watched a special real quick today. It was on harvesting buffalo. They would go into the field. They would use a copper bullet and shoot a buffalo in the head. They would have to take it to a certain part of the field. They'd have to gut it. Then they have to take it to a processing center to have it skinned and have it processed. So like she said, again, when it comes down to not being able to have money to do this and that, you better learn how to grow some crops. You know, you better learn how to sit down with Gerard and start learning how to cut meat. Because you're gonna have to take care of yourself.
Yeah, you're gonna have to actually. You said get with Gerard.
Because he's a meat man.
No, I know he's a meat man, but guess what? He put his meat on the table.
No, I don't. What are you talking about?
You said get with Gerard. We can't get with Gerard.
He can show us how to.
Can't get with him because he will show us wrong. He will put his meat on the table.
Oh, Jesus.
And then next thing you know, everybody will be like, hey, show me your meat.
Gerard, I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying, Dale. Sometimes we got to ignore G-Man. Sometimes we just got to ignore what he's saying. So when he says that, we just ignore it. But I understand what you're saying.
Go ahead, Ro. Go ahead, hit him up. Hit him up, Ro. Go ahead.
Nah, I wasn't gonna say that. I was just gonna say that. You know,
have
he
to be
put
more
the.
Self-sufficient.
Yeah.
Because that's a scary time.
Right. You don't know. Now, when she was talking this now, it actually like remember. I don't know if y'all remember this now. This is a serious time right here. So y'all remember when they said in 2000 everything will blink out. The year 2000.
It transitioned from 99 to 2000. Yes.
They say
everybody was buying up everything.
Everything.
Potted meat, vainas.
People were taking their money out of the bank.
Yeah.
And then, look, it was more sex going on, because then, guess what? That's when we found out about the Vaseline and the P. Diddy party.
Oh, Jesus. Here we go.
We got two messages, and then we got two messages, and then we need to do our final thoughts so we can close out.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm so sorry. Maybe I'm getting confused because acquired skills to perform the job and certifications, I guess I'm not really understanding, because when you work at a job, they're going to put you at entry level, right? But then... customer service, for example, whether you work the drive through, you're working with the with the customer, but then you're also working with the cashier. But I'm talking about like you. I guess my mind was going, you can only do this. Like, say for instance, okay, can I use a warehouse for example? If a person come in just handling parts, they just handle the parts, you know, they stand in or whatever all day. But then wonder if they then get a certification to forklift, but that is an advanced pay. I don't even know if anybody can relate to this. He's talking about sales. Okay, so when I was in sales, first I started out as customer service. Then I went to sales. They got me a higher pay. Then I did like tier one sales, tier two sales. And then I was able to, what is it called? It's when you can turn the call over or save the call. I can't even remember. Retention. And those are all different pay levels, because if you could save the sale and keep the person from canceling, that was like a whole different pay. So I'm just trying to understand.
From mine, it was, they want to know that you can go out there and do extra. The pay was your pay. I mean, you had your incentives, but if, so let's say Gerard route generates $15,000 a week. My route generates $8,000. Now, before I got there, I get on the route. Now I have that route generating $16,000. I still don't get paid more. If that makes sense. Both of us still got to do the same certification for the sales, but the pay doesn't change.
Well, like I said, I mean, the young lady had an excellent point, but I think in regards to that, every time she moved up, she brought with her a certain level of expertise. You know, as she moved up from one tier to the next, you know, somebody saw something probably in her, you know, that allowed her to move up and allowed her to her pay increase. My thing is, like I said, again, we go back to topic is, again, do you stay or do you go, you know, if your pay isn't what you want it to be? Sometimes situations allow people, I mean, you got to stay because you got to eat. You know, you got to stay because you got bills to pay. It's not what you want, but you're doing what you got to do until you can do better. So as the young lady said, again, as she progressed, her pay progressed, and being able to keep accounts, that's important because, again, they would need to keep those accounts in order for them to keep generating that money. But like I said, again, I would hope everybody has a mindset, again, do what you got to do until you do better. If that made any sense.
All right. Y'all got any final thoughts or we going to close out?
No, Annette, as always, for all the callers, thank you. From my heart, thank you. Like I said, again, it makes us feel like you're listening and paying attention. And even though we get a little off script sometimes and get a little crazy with it, but again, we still appreciate each and every caller. At the end of the day, everybody wants to be paid what they feel they're worth. And if they can't get paid what they feel they're worth, do what you got to do until you can do better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
All right, G-Man, you got anything?
You
got to step away. All right. Well, we'll be back on at 7:35. And we will try to figure out this technical difficulty we got going on with this echo.
Yes, everybody transition over because I want everybody to remember this. Tulips don't catch the rain so we can feel the sunshine.
The fuck does that mean?
I don't know what is going on.
All right, this is another episode. We're running Tell That Podcast, and we're out.